this government made commitments to the people of Ireland last January, 12 months, 16 months, and very few of those commitments have been met. We worked really hard as a union to influence the programme for government, because investment in primary education, special education in Ireland, is languishing behind most other developed countries. And we were very pleased those things were included in their promises to the people of Ireland. But what has happened in the meantime has been a major, major letdown on all fronts. The only thing that we could actually thank the minister for yesterday was she introduced the JESH Plus programme for the most disadvantaged areas. And fair enough, she increased the investment in the capitation grant for primary by a small amount compared to where it needs to go. But generally at our conference, we can report a lot of progress to our members. And I had to just remind Minister Nocton, the third minister we've had in the last 12 or 14 months, that our patience has run out. The record budgets that this country has are overflowing into the Department of Finance, and yet we have so many problems in our school sector, particularly with regard to special education. Teachers' pay doesn't seem to be on the agenda at all with the current government, despite the fact that every family in this country was stripped at least by 2% of their income in the last budget, and now inflation has gone through the roof in recent months. And not a mention of giving us the money that we were actually promised that we were going to get for our members last September. That payment is now over 6 months behind. So I've never expected, coming into a Congress, that there would be so many calls for industrial action on so many different issues. Class sizes, the biggest in Europe, and no sign of them being reduced, even though government promised that they would be going down to the European average of 19. They did absolutely nothing last budget. And the result of that is, all over Donegal, we are losing teachers hand over fist. Very important positions in schools in the county, where you have an empty classroom, you have a teacher then being redeployed maybe into a bigger school in Letterkenny or whatever. You have schools out with the begging bowl looking for money for keeping the place afloat, to put on the lights. Compared to secondary schools, we're about 50% less in our capitation grant. But yeah, patience definitely ran out, and I had to basically explain to Minister Nocton yesterday that the people of Ireland feel that the current coalition is politically paralysed, and gave her a few deadlines as to what she needs to do to try to deal with it.
One of the points you made was that this is not just a matter of making a deal with the INTO and making a deal with teachers. The issue of a national pay agreement for the public service must be back on the agenda. And you've said, until there is agreement right across the board on a national public service pay deal, then there won't be agreement with teachers' unions.
Yeah, well, I suppose, Donal, what I was trying to indicate is that there's been a major breach of faith by government, because every single union was promised that they would have 1% of their union members' payroll that they could use for processing claims to deal with issues that have been left festering for the last 20 years or so. And, of all those unions, only two unions have managed to get their claims dealt with. There's 17 public service unions, and the Gardaí and all the other associations that are outside the Congress of Trade Unions, they still haven't had those monies paid, even though we're into April and it was supposed to be actually in people's pockets last September. So some of the things we were looking for done in that regard were the restoration of the island allowance, the Gaeltacht allowance, the allowance for working in the Gaelscoils, things that we had up until 2012. And we've identified areas of the sector, special schools and disadvantaged schools, where it's very, very difficult to recruit and retain teachers. We have 4,600 Irish teachers overseas, and they're only the ones we know about. We have 8,000 unqualified people standing in front of classes pretending that they're teachers when they're not qualified to be in there. I mean, this would never happen anywhere else in the developed world, that children's education would be compromised in that way. So it's the money that we're owed that's really grating on our members, that we've had to wait so long for these deals to be concluded. And the fact then that the current public service pay deal runs out at the end of June, and that there's no sense coming from government that there's any urgency about getting the first deal, the one we're in at the moment, concluded, getting into talks on the next one. They're not acknowledging how much they robbed from families in the budget, and they're prepared to hand over the money that they robbed from families over to hospitality sector that's thriving in most cities. You can't get a hotel bed in Dublin for less than €350, yet they're going to reduce their VAT. So there seems to be no moral compass in the current government, and it's going to take trade unions to try to change that ideology, and we're determined to do so.